嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。今天我们开言英语带大家来比较一下啊，在北京的外国人和上海的外国人他们的区别。It's actually a fascinating topic, right?
It really is. The difference between the Beijing foreigners and the Shanghai foreigners. And by the way, I'm your favorite foreigner, Adam.
其实我们之前做过节目，不是告诉大家不要老是叫外国人 foreigner,、
yeah.
因为就觉得好像特别见外嘛。But I think for the purpose of today's show,我们还是叫 foreigners 吧，不然有点太难了。
Right.
好，那今天呢，我们as usual, we'll put the transcript, the words, keywords and phrases to our audio show 在我们的微信推送里面啊，大家可以一边的听节目，一边的对照来看。好，所以别忘了关注我们的微信公众号"开言英语"，开放的开，语言的言。但其实除了 foreigners, 我觉得还有一个词，就是也是常来形容外国人的。就是 expat.
Oh, expat, yeah.
对吗 ?E-X-P-A-T.
Right. Now, of course, expat should be like the person who has left their country a long time ago.
对就是查字典的话一个 expat 是这个意思。
Right, but a lot of the foreigners that you're going to meet in China, they're going to be students.So are students expats? Not really.
对，等一下我们会讲讲，就是可能不同类型的外国人啊。其中有一类，就我觉得 expat 这个词用的最多的，就是那种被公司派到中国的。
Right.
然后可能 they're richer. Let's face it, 钱比较多。其实讲到这个北京外国人和上海外国人的区别，我觉得最简单的一个 summary 吧，可能就是北京的外国人更像中国人，然后上海的外国人就比较像。
Right, exactly. So we could sum it up by saying that Beijing foreigners are more like Chinese people, and Shanghai foreigners are foreigners.
More foreign.
More foreign, but there's, we'll get...We build on that in a bit. It gets more interesting.
对，我之前还看过说 Beijing makes foreigners into Chinese, 然后
Right.
Shanghai turns Chinese into
foreigners. Exactly.
是吧？那 overall, 我觉得就是北京的 foreigners, 前面如果说他们更像中国人啊什么，也可以说他们更加的本地化、本土化，是吗？
Yeah, so Beijing foreigners are, like, they're really excited to be there and soak up all of the culture and the language. So they're really localized.
Localized, 就本土化啊、
right.
They're very integrated, 我觉得
Integrated, yeah, so they work very well. They're really, you know, happy to talk to the old lady in the alley.
对，就是你前面说 they soak up everything,、
yeah.
就像一个海绵 sponge, 对吧，就吸收着。当然我们不是说因为今天的节目还是有点 generalized, 比较概括性嘛，不是说所有的北京的外国人或上海的外国人都是这个样子啊、但是有他们的特色是吧。
Well, it's interesting you use the word integrate, because another word that always will come up in situations like this is assimilate. But the thing about foreigners in China is there's not really an easy way to assimilate into Chinese culture.
你讲到 assimilate 这个词不是in Europe,、after they take in a lot of refugees,、现在都在说 how do we assimilate these、
right.
refugees into our society?
Exactly.
好，那现在我们就来说说 the different types of foreigners in this very dynamic expat community,、
right.
this foreign community.
Okay, well the first type is the awesome foreigner, and I am happy to be a representative of that great type.
是什么?
The awesome foreigner.
这不在我们的大纲里面,
就突然说。 Right. Oh, sorry, the corporate expat,、which I am not a representative of.
好,前面 Adam 说第一种是 the corporate expat,、expat 那个词又出现了,对吧?
Yeah, so I mean, again, this probably is the expat, because、the type of person who is willing to go、to the other side of the world has probably already been to another country.
对,但我觉得这个核心的词是 corporate,
right.
企业、公司、
right.
就这样的外国人呢他们通常是 they're sent here by their company.
Right.
对就这样的外国人呢他们是 they're sent here, they're sent to China by the company they work for.
That's right, and they are sent with, usually, a big fat expat package.
Oh, 对这个讲到 expat package,、这 package 其实就是 it includes your, you know, your salary,、
right.
maybe school tuition for your kids, 然后、
nice、
rent, right, housing,、or chauffeur, 什么司机乱七八糟好多、
right. Oh, yeah.
So that's why you say it's a big fat、expat
it's
package.
It's a big fat package.
对，因为很贵啊 like to keep a foreign family here. 我觉得几年前吧，我有一个做 HR 的朋友就说至少一年的那个成本是100万人民币。
Yeah, it's expensive. It's
就不算 salary.
Right.
是是是。And a lot of these foreigners, they might live in an expat bubble.
Well, that's what's interesting is they definitely live in expat communities.
Right? 就是那种外国人的社区。
Which are pretty expensive, which are paid for by the company. But beyond that, that's the place where they live. But their kind of mindset...is in this expat bubble.
Bubble 就是一个泡泡。对，就是它是比较隔绝的，它还是住在它这个外国人的泡泡里面。So they still go out with all their expat friends,
right.
You know, their wives go out with other expat wives.
Right.
对。
They go shopping at the expat grocery store.
然后中文可能也很不好，然后他也不是特别拥抱中国文化。
你好，我要去这个地方。
但我觉得这个真是 maybe a somewhat outdated stereotype, 因为我现在发现越来越多多的这种 corporate expat, 他们其实也是很 embrace Chinese culture. Maybe it's a generation thing as well.
Yeah.
我认识的一些就是 expat, corporate expats, 那比较年轻、然后就其实也特别 localized.
Really?
对对对，所以 the situation is changing. Okay, the second type of foreigners, 这一群人我觉得很多就是留学生，然后他们就是在中国学习中国的语言、文化、社会、然后交中国的朋友好像特别特别拥抱 embrace everything.
Right, so we can call these people these Sinophiles.
Sinophiles、这个 Sino 就是那个 prefix、right? S-I-N-O
Right
It means China
It means China、
你前面那个词是什么
File
Sinophiles、A file
Love
P-H-I-L-E、
yeah.
就是对 Love of something、这应该就是中国通很热爱中国的人、
right.
这样
right, exactly、
But a lot of them Yeah, they're students 这样留学生到中国的留学生我们可以怎么说、
Well, it could be exchange students、But、
yeah.
I mean, like I wasn't an exchange student、
mm.
A lot of my friends Like I think Spencer originally came
对对对
As an exchange student
就你和 Spencer 都是先来可能像一个大学的什么中文课程是吧、短期的、And then kind of life happens And you stayed here
Yeah, yeah. Didn't really go to school very much. Whoops. Whoops. Don't tell the government.
我们帮你保密啊。但我觉得对啊，因为你到一个地方真的要自己 you know, pay the dues, put in the hours to learn the language. 然后很多这样的人之后在中国留下 they find work or they start their own businesses.
Right, yeah.
Which takes us to the third type of foreigners.
Okay, so this is, yeah, this is an interesting type. This is the entrepreneur.
That's a big word. Entrepreneur.、大家看这个词拼法也很难然后读起来也有一点 tricky.、
Yes.
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
那是 French 是吗
French.
法语、Entrepreneur. 但现在在英语里用的很多、Who are these people?
These are the people who are associated withWhat we often call startups.、Yeah, like they don't work for big companies, but their goal is usually to sell something to a very big company.
So they start their own businesses,
right?
They start their own startups.
They start a startup.
对，所以就是自己创业的人。我觉得 entrepreneur 查字典，他可能会告诉你是企业家，
right.
但是我觉得这个词现在在英语里面不是这么高级的。
Right.
You know, like Bill Gates is an entrepreneur, 马云也是个 entrepreneur,、
right.
但是我今天第一天开自己的生意，一个用户也没有。You're still, you can call yourself an
entrepreneur.、Right.
对对对 ，the point is you're starting your own business, right?
Exactly.
So these foreigners, they might you know, work in co-working spaces.
Right.
联合办公的这种地方 they attend a lot of startup events.
Right, networking things.
Networking, or they're doing hackathons. 你知道什么是 hackathon?
Hackathon is something, it's like a game, isn't it, that computer programmers do?
它就一天啊让你好像把 you go through the whole startup, the lean startup process,、the lean startup canvas. In any case, 今天我们最后要看的一大类的这个外国人呢对我们很重要。
Oh, it better be.、Yeah.
如果大家喜欢学英语的话你可能 you can't live without them.
Fortunately, there are the English teachers.
英语老师。我觉得这真的是很大的一个 category because really 9 out of 10 foreigners、
yeah.
have being an English teacher at some point at some in their point. Life in China.
Right. I mean, even the ones that go there with kind of something else to do, a lot of them teach English either because they have to, like it's kind of like a side job.
Yeah.
So like those entrepreneurs, for example, if they don't have any users yet, they still need to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So maybe I knew one guy who, he was an entrepreneur, but he taught English online. From his apartment.
把它作为一个兼职工作 side gig.
Right, it's a side gig. It just helps to pay the bills. And then other people do it because it's kind of fun. Or it can be fun.
对对对，可能就是 yeah, for more social reasons.
Yeah, absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the last jobs I had, like, I hope the boss isn't listening, it didn't pay very well, but like, it was really fun.
然后你就找到开言英语的工作，又 fun 又 pay well.
Right, right, right.
对，可能就是除了我们刚刚讲的 the corporate expat, 就是那个他是不需要教英文也没时间教英文了其他的这个外国人可能都做过某种形式的 English teacher
Right, right
而且会有很多朋友是不是中国的朋友说 Oh, can you help me with my English Or can you teach my kid English
Oh, always Yeah, constantly
你上次不是说你去检查身体在中国的时候然后那医生还问
yeah,
你能不能
Yeah, even the doctor Hey, can you come teach my kid English
yeah. 好今天很有意思的节目啊，跟大家讲了一下就是我们身边的在中国的这些外国人 I think it's such a great thing to see so many foreigners from all over the world, you know, come to live, work in China.
Right.
The flow of people, the flow of ideas,
right,
yeah. That's really exciting. And this is a two-way street, right? 我们中国人更多学英语，然后很多外国人现在在中国学中文 learn yeah. more about us.
Exactly, exactly.
对对对。
孔夫子的话越来越国际化。
好，唱得真好啊。听众朋友，你身边有没有我们刚刚讲这几种大类的外国人呢对然后还有什么你 in your observation 大家观察到的有意思的 foreigners 都欢迎到我们今天的留言里跟我们分享好那如果你想把英语学得更好啊更多的去跟不同的人交流去跟世界交流那可以看一下我们开言英语为你精心准备的会员课程我们每天都会有更新有发布而且不久前我们有一个大的 app 的新版本然后现在升级刚开始有点 growing pains 但现在我working out those problems really quickly 然后看到大家对我们正面的反馈也是非常感谢大家的支持就是希望不断的带给大家更好的英语学习体验好别忘了到我们的微信公众号先来免费试用课程你可以听到很多不同的开言主播精彩的讲解之后他们也会每天陪伴你带你学英语学习一年只要618 Thank you for listening and we'll see you next time
孔夫子的话Thank you.